Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment of our Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Public Service Commissioner candidate Tyler Axness. Once again, a reminder of the ground rules. Each candidate received the questions in advance. They have 3 minutes to answer the question. All interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from mentioning the opponent's name within their response, that they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is North Dakota Public Service Commissioner candidate Tyler Axness.
Tell me why the people of North Dakota should cast their vote for you, Tyler Axness, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner candidate.
Sure, Jason. I think in this unprecedented time in North Dakota's history, we need to have a balanced approach, and I think we need to have that begin with a balanced Public Service Commission. We need a new vision, a new leader on that that commission that is going to ask the tough questions. Somebody that's going to plan ahead so that when we are extracting these resources, be it coal, be it oil or natural gas, that we are extracting them safely and then that they are being transported safely as well, so that our communities aren't in harm's way and that we are doing this development in a way that's going to leave the quality of life that I had in North Dakota for future generations.
Next question on distribution. What are your views, platforms, and or thoughts on pipelines and rails in North Dakota?
Well, we need to eliminate the confusion when it comes to pipeline oversight in North Dakota. Right now, there are at least 5 different state agencies, and then the federal government on top of that, that have some form of pipeline oversight in the state. That has caused confusion for the industry, it's caused concern for the landowners, and it has led to many incidences, including spills that could have been prevented had we had a one-stop shop or a one place to go for any questions or concerns. So what I have proposed is what I've called the VIP plan. It's a verification of the integrity of pipelines, which puts the Public Service Commission in charge of pipeline oversight for pipelines that carry crude, natural gas, coal, and water. And I issue this proposal knowing that the PSC already has this authority in North Dakota Century Code. So I want to consolidate this so it clears the confusion, it eliminates duplication of services in the state, it saves taxpayer money, so that when a farmer goes across his field and discovers oil on his tires, like what happened near Tioga, he knows that he can call me on the Public Service Commission and we're gonna get out and get to the bottom of it. But to start that, we also need to figure out where all the pipelines are. The current PSC has said that they don't know where the pipelines are, so I really want us to audit where those pipes are so that we know first where they are, then what they're transporting. So then as we are in charge of the Call Before You Dig program, we know that the pipe's there and we can tell you not to dig the trench. When it comes to railroads and getting commodities to market, we need to open up transparency for what's being transported. Right now there is the perception that crude shipments are taking preference. And we have backlogged grain from 2013 in our elevators. Let's clear up some of that perception. Let's see, lay it out on the table and then get everybody around that table to really find the solution so that we know what the capacity needs are to get everything to market so that everybody has equal access to those rails. So it's really just having the conversation, get everybody around the table.
The next question is on the environment. What are your views, platforms, and or thoughts on reclamation, spills, and or flaring?
Well, we can be doing a much better job on all of the above. It is unacceptable that we are flaring at the rate that we are in North Dakota when we have other states that flare below 1% that have a great energy industry in their state. We need to do a better job of planning. We permitted all those wells out there, but we never asked how we're going to take what comes out of the ground and get it to market safely. That includes the natural gas that comes up with that oil. When it comes to reclamation, I actually was out near Mohall a couple weeks ago on a farmer's land who was frustrated because a pipe was trenched on his land, was never reclaimed. He's got cattle out in that area. He's worried for their safety and the safety of his workers. We need to make sure that we are holding the companies accountable, that they are reclaiming that land to where it's as productive as it was before that pipe went in. But they're frustrated because there's nobody in Bismarck holding these companies accountable, and that's what I intend to do once elected to the PSC. And when it comes to spills, we need to be monitoring these pipes and these wells way more effectively than we are. We have seen pipelines leak for days unreported or unnoticed, and whether it's saltwater or crude as it was in Tioga, that is impacting our agricultural industry in a way that is unacceptable in this state. So we need to be doing a much, much better job at ensuring that this development is done safely and that it's not negatively impacting our environment.
And that was Tyler Axness, candidate for North Dakota Public Service Commissioner. To listen to other candidates from our 2014 Bakken Energy Political Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.